Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on this beautiful Saturday morning. So, you know, last week we were talking about the process of what's involved in putting a long-term care plan together and how a lot of people delay that process because they, you know, they procrastinate because they don't like the process itself.
Mm-hmm. It's daunting.
And so we were talking about one of the big things you got to do is you got to start with education. And that's really what this radio show is about, is the first step in the process. And then we said the second step is come to a class. Now, we also know that there's a lot of people out there listening to us that coming to a class in Bellevue isn't super convenient. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, we can't run all over to every place in the state either. So we've got our website full of information. But on these next two shows, so this is going to be part one this week. And then next week, we're going to have a follow-up show. What I really want to do is spend some time this morning just walking through what we go over in the class.
Yeah. Just the
basics.
10,000 foot view.
That's right. So that you can learn a little bit about what long-term care is and things like that. And I think it's just eye-opening because a lot of people wonder, why do I have to come to a class? Well, let's walk you through the process here today. And we're going to just talk about what long-term care is and some of the basic things that you need to know about it.
Yeah. And the information that we give, in this show today and then in our classes, it really answers a lot more questions than you would think. I mean, when you're going out to look for long-term care insurance, everyone starts with a question. You know, generally, it's how much does it cost?
Yeah.
But that's kind of a difficult question because it's also like, how much does a car cost?
That's right. And they don't know where to start. That's mm-hmm. the big problem there. So let's just kind of go over some of the basics here. Number one, why do we even care about long-term care planning? Well, the statistics are pretty clear. You know, 3 in 4 of us are going to end up in a long-term care situation. What the Department of Human and Health Services says, point blank, is 70% of people by the age of 65, from 65 on, 70% of us are going to end up in a long-term care situation. The thing I hate about those statistics is they measure probability. Mm-hmm. And what we should really be measuring is the magnitude, right? What's the probability that your house is going to burn down? It's like next to nothing. It's 99.6% chance that it won't burn down. But when it does burn down, that's catastrophic.
Yeah.
And so what happens when we start looking at statistics is people say, well, there's a 30% chance I'm not going to end up in it, which is still pretty slim chance. But what you're missing the point on is it's like that's not what's important, that whether it's 70% or 99%. The fact is, if I end up in a long-term care situation, what's the magnitude?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people need to worry about. We get calls every single week about somebody whose loved one is now in a long-term care situation. They're burning through the assets and they realize there isn't this safety net. There isn't this help out there that they thought there was. And so that's number one reason why we need to just think about long-term care. Statistically speaking, we're going to end up there. And if you're a married couple listening, 92% chance that one of you will end up in a long-term care situation. And the downside to that, what if you're the first one and you leave your spouse broke?
Exactly.
So number two, what is long-term care? Let's just talk about that for just a second. Long-term care is not, you know, people think of it, we close our eyes and we say, what is long-term care? They think of a hospital.
Mm-hmm. A hospital setting, like a nursing home or something.
And really what it is the long-term care is it's when we need help from others. Quite frankly, it's just a safety issue, right? So we're to the point in our lives where we need help from other people. And now that's going to, you know, surprise a lot of people because they think, well, I'm in good shape. I don't need any help. And it can happen very quickly.
Or happen without you really realizing it. It's like we had done one show where we had read an article from this lady who had gone in and she started helping her neighbor. It was just helping him a couple days a week, but it was just, she was just doing the nice thing. And then all of a sudden, this guy was completely dependent on her. And all of a sudden, time had just flown by. She didn't realize that she was now her full-blown caregiver.
She's a caregiver.
So a lot of people are in a long-term care situation and don't realize it because they think, well, I'm just going over to help grandma. It's not that big of a deal.
Yep. The kids are helping me out. They don't realize that's what actually long-term care is. And so what we really have to look at, that's such a valid point, and I tell people this, is just long-term care is simply when I need help from others. And it really boils down to a safety issue. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is it's not safe to be alone, right? I'm worried about mom. I've got to go over and check on her. I got to help her get her medications. You know, I'm worried, make sure she hasn't fallen down. I got to get her to a doctor's, whatever. It starts out slow like that. And so the problem with long-term care is that people think of it as this big medical event, like I have a stroke. It's like, well, that can happen, but you could just age into it. You could also be, you know, diagnosed with a cognitive issue, or you could end up with a balance issue one day. You wake up and you start having balance issues and you start falling down and it's hard to take a shower because it's hard to stand up. So there's a lot of things that can put you in a long-term care situation. But ideally, it doesn't mean you need a doctor there. It just means you need somebody to help you through the day with what we call the activities of daily living.
Exactly.
So there's two ways to pay for long-term care. And this is, I think, where people are really surprised at this. Number one, you can self-fund it, which means that's the default plan. That's what most people have in this country. You are going to pay for the care yourself. The second way to pay for it is to get a long-term care insurance plan, which is what this show is really about. How do you set up a long-term care plan? Now, I think a lot of people are going to be surprised at this, because if we think about this for medical, we all, like this country right now, we're to the point where somebody else is paying our medical bills, right? I've got insurance. Most people have it through work. It's like medical is something that's just paid for. I have insurance. And what we're starting to realize now is that, hey, guess what? Long-term care is not medical in nature. So therefore, medical insurance doesn't pay it and Medicare doesn't pay it. And I think that is probably one of the biggest misnomers out there for people. Listen to me again. There's two ways to pay for long-term care. You self-insure, which means you pay everything out of your own pocket, burn your assets down, they're all at risk. Or number two is to put a long-term care insurance plan in place. So that being said, let's talk about the government programs out there. Medicare is our health insurance. We get it at age 65. It does not pay for long-term care. It does not even pay for the first 100 days of long-term care, which a lot of attorneys will say it does. A lot of financial advisors will say that. It will pay up to 100 days of skilled nursing care. But again, skilled nursing care is something that you need, something that is pretty much medically necessary. Mm-hmm. So most people will never get that. It requires a four-day stay in the hospital. There's all these rules about it. You can find out about that on the Medicare website. But Medicare insurance is for your acute care. So that is the care that I need. If I fall down and break my hip, I'm going to heal up from that. Medicare is going to pay for some of that. Now, Medicaid, this is where a lot of people get confused. Medicaid is the safety net program. Medicaid is the largest payer of nursing home expenses in this country by far. Now, here's the problem. People that are getting paid, their long-term care services paid by Medicaid, are broke.
Yeah.
They've already burned through all their assets. It's a safety net program. So it's means tested, meaning they're going to take all your income and they're going to means test your assets. In the state of Washington, you have about $2,000. That's it. That's all you can have. And then the VA, the third government program, a lot of people think there's aides in attendance and there's some stuff out there. But again, the VA is a means tested program. So my point is, if I end up in a long-term care situation or my spouse ends up in a long-term care situation, I can't ring the bell and have government step in and pay for those cares and keep my lifestyle the same.
Yeah, your life is going to change.
I'm going to burn through my assets. I'm going to turn over my income. And that's the only way you're going to end up on, you know, getting government to pay for your long-term care. So really, the two choices to pay, you save up and spend all your assets down, which is a very inefficient way to do it. And the second way to do it is to put a long-term care plan in place.
And leverage your assets.
Absolutely. So we're going to head into our first break real quick. And when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation about what you need to know about putting a long-term care plan in place. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Bill, a client of Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Why did you decide to even look into the long-term care?
Well, I think the things that drove me to this was the expenses when you start getting older, and I wanted to not lose everything, protect my assets. And so I didn't have any long-term coverage, and I chose the asset-based plan, which, you know, had a lot of benefits that I thought worked for me.
Tell me about your first meeting with Brian, how he explained your long-term care options.
I thought Brian and Madeline were great. A lot of follow-up, very clear in the way that he answered all my questions, and I thought it was as transparent as I of an experience as I had. And he was right there the whole way, you know, being patient, helping me out. I felt that he was working with me instead of working for himself.
Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I started working with Brian. You will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476 and get the latest information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. That's 1-888-973-5476.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. So you just heard a couple of ads. We do have a couple of classes coming up this month in May. Let's talk about those for a quick second. We got a regular long-term care planning class.
Yeah, Saturday, May 18th, and that's at 9 a.m. in Bellevue. And then we have one the following Monday. They're back-to-back. Monday morning, May 20th at 10 a.m.
Yeah, and that's an asset-based class. And really the big difference on those two classes, the basic class, we're kind of going over that information today. This show and next week's show is going to kind of be made up of the information that we cover in that class, because we know a lot of people aren't able to get out. But the classes are still the best way to learn. Come in, sit down, get your questions answered. The basic class on Saturday is our most popular class. The asset-based class, what we're really doing there is we're focusing on these new asset-based or hybrid-type long-term care plans that pay you back whether you use them or not. And it's really geared at people that are planning on self-insuring. So that's what that class really is just focused in on. So either one of those classes, you're going to get our book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning, and you're going to learn all the basics. But we have those two different classes, Saturday, May 18th at 9 a.m. and then Monday, May 20th at 10 a.m. You can sign up at our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com, and it's right there on the homepage. Now, we're talking today, if you just tuned in, we're kind of going over some of the stuff that we talk about in our class. You know, three out of four of us are going to end up in long-term care. Long-term care is a safety issue. It's, you know, you got two ways to pay for it. You've got long-term care insurance or you got self-insuring, because the government programs don't pay for it. So let's talk about the insurance here for a little bit. And what I want you to think of is when you think of long-term care insurance, I want you to just picture a big bucket of money. You know, and we have that picture in our book. It's a bucket of cash. And the reason why it's cash is it comes back to you tax-free, meaning that I am not paying tax. I'm not paying a capital gains tax. I'm not paying an income tax. It's not affecting my adjusted gross income. Where if I have a ton of assets, I've got to convert those assets to income to pay for long-term care. And that's what people forget, is that they're going to end up paying taxes on that money. So think of this big bucket of money. I've got this big bucket of cash now, and I'm going to design that plan to pay for long-term care costs and pull X amount out a month. That could be $3,000 a month. It could be $10,000 a month. I'm going to design that plan and set it up that way. But I think one of the things that we want to talk about here real quick is what is covered. So I have this bucket of money. What do I get to pay for with it? The number one expense that long-term care insurance pays for is custodial care.
Yeah.
That's the care, folks, that we are providing mom and dad when you turn into a caretaker. The help with what we call the activities of daily living, the transferring, bathing, dressing, eating, getting to the bathroom, you know, the basic things of life, the light housekeeping, the meal preparation. That's custodial care. 2 out of 3 people receiving long-term care in this country are relying on their family members. The vast majority of that care is custodial care. It does not require a skilled medical professional.
Or to be in a facility even.
That's right.
This is a lot that's done at home.
So custodial care is number one that is covered. Number two is skilled and unskilled care. So we've got a list here. And this, again, information is on our website and it's on our book, so you don't have to write it down. But custodial care, skilled care, therapy care, personal care. So that's the help, like light housekeeping, the dressing, the help with the finances, the grocery shopping, the homemaker services.
Going through the mail.
Even housing expenses. Once I move into a facility, if I start my long-term care journey at home, I'm paying for that support that's coming into the home. But if I end up moving into a facility, whether it's an adult family home, an assisted living, a continuing care retirement center, any of those, now long-term care insurance is going to pay for the housing expense as well too. So I've got that bucket of money. It's what we call qualified expenses that the IRS has defined out. It's what we pay for. And the biggest expense, folks, is the custodial care. It's mm-hmm. that person, having that person there to make sure that you're safe. If it's a cognitive issue, a lot of times it's standby assistance. If it's a physical ADL trigger, then it's going to be basically, again, someone helping you get out of bed, someone helping you bathe, dress, doing those things throughout the day. So that's what's covered by it. Where is long-term care covered? That is one of the big questions we always get. Mm-hmm. Most people say, gosh, I don't want to go to a nursing home.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, I don't need long-term care insurance. Well, folks, again, if we go back to looking at the records from long-term care insurance payouts, $3 out of $4 are spent on people that are living in their own home.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's the idea of it.
Yeah, that's why you get long-term care insurance, is so that you can stay at home.
Yeah, because what happens if I don't have that support, I'm relying on family? Well, what happens when your family's gone, or they got work obligations, or taking care of their children or vacations, and I'm trying to get somebody to fill in the gaps, and I don't have a plan, I don't have a consistency there, versus if I have somebody, a care service coming in, and even if it's like my grandma started, a couple hours a day, 3 days a week, then it escalated up 4 days a week. But those people are there like clockwork. They're there to provide that care, to keep you safe, make sure your medications are done, all those things. So the vast majority of people start out their long-term care journey in home. Out of those that have long-term care insurance, about 70% of them end up taking their last breath in their own home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we look at that without the long-term care insurance, statistically speaking, it's like 90% do not end up taking their last breath in their home. They end up, because of a safety issue, they end up being put into a nursing home. And usually that's a lot of time, that's after they've burned through their assets, their family's tapped out, they can't do it. And so that's where the government's going to do it. So the whole idea is, yes, your home is where it pays for care. But now let's just go down the list. Adult daycare, assisted living facilities, nursing homes, hospice care, special care facilities, so maybe a special memory clinic. Long-term care insurance is going to pay for all of those. So again, at home, yes, but all the way up to a skilled nursing facility or special memory clinic.
It follows you wherever your home is, wherever you're living.
That's right. So if you want to move in with your children, for mm-hmm. instance, and live in the mother-in-law, that, and you have long-term care insurance, you can bring the help into that facility or to that house as well, too. That's your choice. So again, long-term care covers a wide variety of services. And it covers it in, it's not a location, it's an event. So just mm-hmm. think about your home all the way up to a skilled nursing home. It doesn't matter. Everything in between, adult family homes, long-term care insurance will pay for that. So you've got this bucket of money. You're sitting there and you're saying, okay, this is what it pays for. I know it pays for care in all these places, but number one, how do I get that money turned on? How do I actually trigger a claim? And a lot of people are surprised at this. There's no guesswork on this. In fact, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners has just written it down and said, this is the standard. Life insurance is pretty simple. You die, you get paid. Mm-hmm. So how do you trigger a long-term care plan? Well, there's two different ways that you're going to trigger a plan. And one is going to be either from a physical impairment. And think of somebody that had a stroke, right?
They're going to need help with...
They're going to need help. And so the physical impairments are triggered when you need help with two out of the six activities of daily living. Not two out of five, not three out of four, two out of six. Those can be any two. And it's transferring, toileting, bathing, dressing, eating, and continence. So it's what I do every day, right? I get out of bed, I go to the bathroom, I take a shower, I get dressed, I make something to eat, and I try to find a bathroom by myself when I need one. Mm-hmm. When I have problems with two of those and I need help transferring, for instance, and dressing, that's going to trigger my claim. So I need help on that regular basis. That's one way I'm going to trigger and turn that bucket of money on. The second way, which is now the leading cause in this country, just as of last year, over 50% of all claims are triggered by a cognitive impairment.
Mm-hmm.
So
diagnosis.
Diagnosis of a cognitive impairment. Now think about that. For those of you listening that maybe have a family member that's going through dementia or an Alzheimer's or just a Parkinson's, you will see a lot of times they're diagnosed with that. They can still do all of the activities of daily living. Mm-hmm. They can still dress, bathe, eat, do all those things themselves, but they can also walk out the front door and take a left instead of a right. And so that's where cognitive impairments, they trigger by themselves because now we need some standby assistance. It's a safety issue. We need to make sure that person is safe. And I've had several clients that have been living through this, and it's, you know, they've described it as having a toddler.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, you have this toddler, they can run to the refrigerator, they can do this, they can do that. You just got to keep an eye on them because they're not always making the best decisions. And so a cognitive impairment by itself will trigger your long-term care insurance plan. Now, some of the old policies that were originally out in the 70s and 80s and even the 90s, you might have to have a cognitive impairment and still need help with activities of daily living. Not anymore. A cognitive impairment will trigger that claim in and of itself. So
it's important to know, too, that this is your doctor that's determining your eligibility for a claim, not the insurance company. So your doctor's the one saying, okay, yeah, they need help with this. I've been noticing that they need help.
That's such a good point, right? Because I call it like the accident report. Mm-hmm. The insurance company doesn't tell you when you wrecked your car. It's like you give them the accident report. And so that's the same thing. Your doctor's going to prepare that plan of care, and they're going to be the ones that really make that determination to trigger saying, yes, this is the help that you need. And that's what's going to trigger that. The insurance company does not determine your long-term care eligibility. That's between you and your doctor. But the rules are pretty set in stone now. So like one company cannot say, oh, you have to trigger it with three ADLs.
Yeah.
Those days are gone. They're all going to trigger the same way. So we've got this bucket of money. And again, we're just talking about it. If you just tuned in, we're talking about some of the stuff we go over in our class. So long-term care insurance is a bucket of money. We know it pays for custodial care, which is number one. It pays for care at home, which is number one place we receive that care. And we know what triggers it, either a physical impairment or a cognitive impairment. But how do I actually get that money? How is that money paid to me? And this is what's really... you know, again, people wonder, like, I can't see that. Are they paying me? Are they paying the care service? Are they paying my family? Well, it could be any of the above. There's two distinct ways that an insurance plan is going to pay out. And the first way is going to be what we call a cash or indemnity plan, which means if I have $6,000 a month, I'm just going to get a check for that. I can use that money to pay for whatever. Now, if I have a cash indemnity plan, there's no audit trail on that. So again, you have to have somebody responsible to manage that money for you. And if you're the one in the long-term care situation, that might not be you.
Mm-hmm.
The second way and the most popular way that most of the plans are set up is what they call a reimbursement plan. So I've got that caretaker coming into my home. They're going to give me a bill at the end of the month. They're also going to send a bill to the insurance company. The insurance company is going to go through that. They're going to audit it. They're going to make sure that the, you know, if your plan of care says for 4 hours of physical therapy, they're going to make sure that that caregiver is not charging your loved one for 8 hours.
Yeah.
And if they are, they're going to call and find out why is it 8 hours. Did the plan of care change from the doctor? Let us know. My point is there's a claim specialist on the other end of that on the reimbursement. So there's an audit on that. And also at the end of the year, that eliminates the need for any additional tax work. Basically, mm-hmm. we are good to go. We have got...
You have a check mark that basically says all of this was qualified expenses.
That's right. I don't have to verify where if I have a cash indemnity plan, there may be some additional accounting that has to be done. But most of the plans are reimbursement. I prefer the reimbursement because of the audit trail and because of the safety. The cash can be useful if you have a family member providing that care that you trust, because now you can use that money and you can basically use that money to pay them. So that's the two ways you're going to get it. You're going to get that money, and that money can be paid to you. It can be paid to your caregivers directly. It can be paid to your assisted living facility directly. It can be paid to your power of attorney. That's up to you. So the insurance companies will let you make that decision, and you can change that.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I want you to think about here is, why do we want long-term care insurance? So we know we got this bucket of money. We know how it pays now, but why do we even want to look into long-term care insurance? And I think that number one for me is it allows you to stay in control of your options.
Yeah.
And people don't, I think they take that for granted. If you do not have a long-term care plan in place, you don't have the resources to pay for that help, now you're on a slippery slope, right? Because you go, you know, grandma's been to the doctor 3 times in 2 weeks, and the doctor finally says it's not safe for her to go home. They put her in an assisted living facility, or they put her in a nursing home. Well, guess what? Who's paying for that? Well, grandma's got to pay for that. Mm-hmm. Now, what happens when grandma runs out of money? Well, the government's going to step in, but they're going to take all of her income, and they're going to decide where she's going to receive that care. And so I think that you have to keep that in mind. Is long-term care, number one, keeps you in control of your care options. It allows you to say, hey, I want to age in home because I now have the resources to bring that help in. Number two, it protects your assets, mm-hmm. right? We work hard. We save. Listen to all the retirement programs that are on the radio every weekend. It's a big focus. What we don't plan for is what happens, what's going to derail our retirement plan, an extended healthcare situation, because now it's a cash flow problem. I got to convert assets to income. I got to pay taxes. And when I sell an asset, I'm not generating income anymore, and it starts a snowballing effect. So again, long-term care insurance is going to protect that asset. And lastly, for me, I would say just what I learned personally myself, probably the biggest reason why you want long-term care insurance is it's going to protect your family members.
Yeah.
Again, 2 out of 3 people in this country receiving long-term care are relying on their family members, and they're going to do that until their family members break and they buckle. And then what's going to happen is it puts a strain on the family. You end up on Medicaid. You've burned through all your assets. So again, for me, that's the most powerful point, because now it's like my family has a plan. We have the resources. We can bring the help in. My family can manage my care instead of providing that care. And that is a big difference.
They don't have to stress. I mean, it's just such a relief.
Absolutely.
To know that help is there.
Yeah. And lastly, I think what I want to talk about here, when we're just talking about some of the steps of what we go over our class, when is the best time to look into a long-term care plan? Folks, it is not your age. It is your health. Mm-hmm. And I can't stress that enough.
Absolutely.
You cannot get insurance on the home when it's on fire. I don't care if it's a small kitchen fire, if it's a little fire in the garage and you've got the extinguisher right there and you're going to put it out. You don't call your agent and get insurance put on place then. Same way long-term care works. We have to plan ahead of that, and we have to put a plan in place when we're healthy. If you've already been diagnosed with a cognitive issue, it's too late. That's mm-hmm. already a trigger. You can't go.
Well, they already know that 70% of 65-year-olds that are healthy are going to end up in a long-term care
situation
at some point. So add in any little health issues, and your percentage goes way up. The risk goes way up.
Yeah. So again, what we're really stating on this is when's the best time to look into a plan? It's when you're healthy. Mm-hmm. And most of the carriers are going to work between age 40 and 85. Really, the most of them 40 to 80. There are some outliers that will go down to age 18, and there are some that will go up to age 85. But as a general rule, do it while you're healthy. Your health is what really determines your ability to put a long-term care plan in place. We're going to head into our second break, and when we come back, we've got a client of the week. We're going to show you how we designed a plan on a 10-pay asset base. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Exciting options you need to know about in regard to long-term care. Brian is here to help at 1-888-973-5476 or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
My dad would always say the 3 worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by calling Brian Ott at 1-888-973-5476 or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
And welcome back to Long Term Care Radio. And if you just tuned in, we are talking about some of the things that we go over in our class. You heard the ads. We have some classes coming up again. May 18th is a Saturday at 9 o'clock. That's our regular long-term care planning class. And then again, Monday, May 20th at 10 a.m. start. And that's an asset-based class. The descriptions are on our website. We just ask you to sign up because we have limited space in our training room. And so sign up there. The class is free. If you do sign up and you can't make it, just let us know and we'll open that spot up for somebody else. It really helps us.
It definitely helps. And while you're on our website, again, that website's 525longtermcare.com. There is a lot of information on that website, a lot of what we're talking about today, because we, I know it's hard with the radio to really get that information. So if you go to our website, there's actually podcasts of our previous show, so you can go back and listen to the show again, or you can also see the information that we're talking about at the Start Here button underneath that podcast button.
Yeah, that's a great point. And all that's right on the homepage, right there. So you don't even have to surf around the website. It's just right there for you.
On the phone, it's a little difficult. I know you have to scroll down, but
yeah. So this is the time of the show. We talk about a client of the week, how we design a plan. And what I want people to understand about the process of putting a plan in place is you don't go buy one off the shelf. It's not like buying a car or a box of cereal where you got limited options. You get to design a plan, and we're going to sit down, and we were talking last week. If you missed that show, go and listen to that, because we talk about the process, how we start with a pre-screen and do things like that. Well, this was a couple that came to us, Mark, who is 54, and Cindy, who is 52. Now, a lot of 50-year-olds, their main focus is on saving for retirement, and they plan on working for at least another 10 years. But here's the thing. Cindy is watching her mom go through a long-term care event. And that really brought the whole discussion right to the front of the family because your mom was not prepared. Your mom did not have a long-term care insurance plan. Again, her mom and dad worked hard and thought, oh, they're fine, they saved, and not worry about it. But now they're starting to worry about it from a financial point of view and also from just a time point of view as far as how much time this is really taking out of the family to try to help her mom and dad now, which is the basic decisions that they're going to have to be making moving forward. So they came to one of our classes. They learned about long-term care. They went through this. Mark just loved the idea of the asset-based plan. But again, what we look at in the asset-based plan, he was thinking, I just want to do a one-and-done payment and I'd be done. I like the fact that the plan pays me back if I don't use it. I want to be able to pass that money back on to my kids. But if I do need it, I want to be able to protect the rest of my assets. So totally got the value proposition. It made a lot of sense to him. But how do we fund this plan, right? I'm 50. I'm still working for 10 years. Maybe taking a big chunk of money out of your savings isn't the best option. And so I showed Mark and Cindy a plan very similar to what I did for myself and my wife on the asset-based plan. And this is really how we design a plan. We said, let's pay for this plan over time, but you will not have payments headed into retirement. We're going to do that during your working years. They have the cash flow right now. Their youngest child is just finishing up college. So they're in that mode right now where they've got good income coming in and they can set some money aside into one of these plans without really wrecking their retirement savings future, right? They're still working on that through their jobs. So here's what we did. We actually set up a plan where they're going to make 10 annual payments of $18,300 a year. So the first payment is due when they get the application approved, and then every year they'll renew. They'll have 9 more payments of $18,000. So they're going to put a total of about $183,000 into this plan over 10 years. Now, here's what they get out of that. Each of them, Mark and Cindy, both are going to get $6,000 starting benefit for long-term care insurance. So $6,000 a month per person. So if they were both in a car wreck tomorrow and both on claim, they'd be able to pull $12,000 a month out of this policy. And also, when you hear the monthly benefit, that $6,000, they also get 2 times that amount for caregiver training. So if one of them needs to learn how to administer medication or run a piece of medical equipment, that person can do that. They will. The insurance company will pay that. And they also get $12,000 or 2 times the monthly benefit for medical improvements or equipment. That could be grab handles, it could be a wheelchair ramp, adjustable bed, a stair lift, anything like that. So $6,000 a month per person plus $12,000 for caregiver training, $12,000 for home improvement, medical equipment. That's right out of the get-go. Now, because of their age, 54 and 52, if they just age in place, and let's say they don't have any events or medical events between now and, say, age 85 and they end up in long-term care, we're going to put an inflation rider on that, and that's going to allow that $6,000 monthly benefit to grow by 3%. It's called a continuation of benefits rider, and it gives them a lifetime of long-term care coverage, meaning I will never run out of this insurance money once I trigger a claim. If I'm 4 years, 5 years, 8 years on a cognitive claim, so be it. But that 3% inflation just says that $6,000 is going to continue to grow in that rider. And again, it's a lifetime benefit. So again, $6,000 a month, 3% inflation, lifetime benefit for two people. They're going to put about $180,000 into this plan, and then it's fully paid up. So the idea for them is that Mark's going to be headed into retirement. Yeah, they're not going to have any payments
and be done.
Now, the reason why we call this an asset-based plan is because it is an asset. What if they never use it? What if they go out and they get killed in a car crash? They don't live through it. They die. Well, guess what? Starting day one, there's a $200,000 return of premium that's structured as a tax-free death benefit that's going to go back to the estate. So anytime you see that on one of these asset-based plans, what we're saying is $200,000 is a guaranteed return of premium. Now, remember, they only put $183,000 into the plan if they make all 10 payments. That $200,000 is minus any long-term care benefits paid. So if they actually go out and die tomorrow after one payment, the state still gets $200,000. Mm-hmm. But let's say 20 years down the road, 30 years down the road, they live, they never use it. That $200,000 is still going to go back tax-free to the estate. And that's the beauty of these plans. Win, lose, or draw. Win, I live a nice long life. I never need long-term care. That $200,000 is going back to the kids tax-free. Draw, for whatever reason, I need to cancel my plan. There's going to be cash value in this plan. And this cash value is going to grow over time. Every time they make a payment, there's going to be some cash value available in this plan. And actually, if I'm in a pinch, and I need $20,000 or $30,000, I can actually borrow that cash value out of that plan and pay it back. So there's a lot of flexibility when we do one of these 10 pay options. And then, you know, what if I lose? What if I end up in long-term care? I'm diagnosed with a cognitive issue early onset Alzheimer's. I could be on claim for 15 years. I'm never going to run out of benefit. And guess what? If that happens to me, my wife never runs out of benefit either.
Yeah.
Because she can come on claim later. She's going to have that same lifetime benefit that's been growing by 3% a year.
I mean, that's the big part of this plan and most of the plans that we put in place, because we really, I mean, the lifetime benefit is probably one of our most popular design features.
Well, yes. And I tell everybody, I'd rather see you with a lifetime benefit, a smaller monthly benefit for a lifetime than trying to guess on averages and say in 4 years. Most of the insurance companies have gotten away from the lifetime benefits for a reason. And it's because if I do end up in a cognitive situation, it can be extremely expensive. And so this is one of the A-plus rated companies that still offer this lifetime benefit. And folks, it's just so powerful, because here's what people forget. You know, a lot of people are sitting there listening and saying, well, why do you need long-term care insurance at 54 and 52? Well, remember, a third of the people on long-term care claims right now are under age 65.
My mom was in long-term care at age 52.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
so it can happen. And so the thing is, what these people have done now is they have taken some money. They're going to start making a deposit every year into this plan that's going to pay them back more than they put into it. But they're covered. They get in a bad car wreck, they're covered. They end up diagnosed with something, they're covered. They're not, you know, they're not sitting there worried about, like, when is my health going to change, or when should I start looking at long-term care?
Well, and they did it young enough to where that they now they can just enjoy their retirement. They can be a little bit more free with their money because they know that they have this plan covering them. Because a lot of people who don't have a long-term care plan in place have that nagging feeling in the back of their head is, do I have enough money set aside?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And so if we go out down the road, what's wonderful, let's say they live a nice long life. 30 years down the road, they're going to have $170,000 per year per person tax-free for long-term care insurance. Now, is that enough money? I don't know. They don't know. But what we do know is that's going to make a meaningful dent in any kind of long-term care. It may very well be enough to pay for all that cost. And what they do know is they're not going to have to go liquidate their IRA account to get the first $170,000 a year that they need.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very powerful plan. It's one of our favorite plans. And what's great about this plan, folks, is think about it. 10 guaranteed level payments. They're guaranteed to get more money back than they put in. That's the other advantage of doing this when you're young. I can pay for it over time. I can even deduct some of these payments out of a health savings account if I have access to that, or if I'm a business owner, I can deduct part of these premiums as well too. So there's a lot of advantages to setting up one of these plans. But lots more examples of how we help our clients on our website as well at 525longtermcare.com. We're going to head into our final break, and when we come back, we got a question of the week from Jessica down in Lacey. So stick around. We'll be right back to Long Term Care Radio.
Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist Brian Ott will be right back to take your call at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476. Or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
Volatile markets are never fun, but it provides the opportunity to see exactly how much risk you're exposed to. Like Warren Buffett always says, when the tide goes out, you find out who's been swimming without their trunks on. Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Chances are, the defense portion of your portfolio, the bonds, got hit right along with your stocks. So what do you do? Look, safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. By using our bond replacement strategy, our clients have actually increased their returns while being insured against loss, and all the while lowering their fees. Call now and get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss, but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Darlene, who is a new client of 525 Advisors. And first of all, Darlene, tell me, why were you looking into long-term care in the first place?
So at the time I found 525 Advisors, I was working for the federal government. I looked into their long-term care plans, but they have what I call a cookie-cutter approach, meaning that it's one plan for everybody. So I met 525 Advisors through another business acquaintance, and Brian Ott was able to show me that there were better plans out there, and he actually was able to make a tailor-made plan for me that was right both for in cost and for coverage.
Awesome. And I talked to somebody a couple days ago, another listener who had contacted Brian and Madeline, and they said they just didn't feel any high pressure. They didn't feel like they were talking to a salesperson at all, that they were just getting advice. Was that kind of your experience?
Right. I really feel, Dory, that Brian and Madeline aren't in just in the selling business of long-term health care plans. They're actually in the people business. So they made me feel like they care about people. They cared about me. I would highly recommend them. They're very personable. They are responsive. When you call them, they get right back to you. I just felt overall comfortable in working with them. I would advise anyone to give them a call, and they will be able to steer you in the direction that you want to go. I think they're excellent, and I would recommend them to anyone.
Whew, that is a great testimonial, Darlene.
Thank you. I believe it, Dory.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. That is awesome. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started. You will learn so much. Seating is limited, so register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476.
And welcome back to Long Term Care Radio on a Saturday morning here. We are, again, having a couple classes coming up in May. That's kind of the process of this. We talked about the process last week on our radio show, and what we talked about this week was just kind of what we go over in the class, you know, why we need long-term care, what the odds are, what it pays for, things like that. So, again, all that information is available on our website at 525longtermcare.com. While you're there, you can sign up for one of our classes, again, Saturday, May 20th, or May 18th, I'm sorry. That's a 9 a.m. kickoff. And then Monday, May 20th, is a 10 a.m. kickoff for our asset-based class. The description is on our website and the directions, and it's real easy to get to. It's off of the Southeast 8th exit. The Northeast 8th is the main exit downtown Bellevue, so we're just one to the south, Southeast 8th exit, and it is just easy squeezy to get off of. We got free parking. Come in, sit down. And the nice thing about it, we're going to cover all this stuff we've been talking about on the radio a little bit today, but then also we get to answer your questions.
Well, and that's the biggest part because, you know, a lot of people listening probably are thinking, oh, but I have a question about this or a follow-up question on that. And then in the classes, I mean, someone will think of a question that didn't even pop into your mind, but mm-hmm. it just starts such a good conversation.
Absolutely. Yeah, and speaking of questions, we also have, you'll see there on our website where you sign up for our class. Right below that is Long-Term Care Radio, the question of the week submission. And that's where you can just type out a question, send it in to us. We're going to go through those. We're going to pick them out. We're going to read them on air. This week, our question comes from Jessica down in Lacey. And this is, you know, this is a common question. We get this in the class quite a bit, and it's very timely. Jessica just asked, how does long-term care insurance affect Medicare coverage? And here, it's very interesting because there's actually a lot of rules written in place for long-term care saying that really Medicare has to be the first payer if it's a medical event. There is some overlap with long-term care, but as a general rule, Jessica, here's what I'm going to tell you, that long-term care does not have any direct impact on your Medicare at all. Mm-hmm. You get your Medicare at age 65, that's going to pay for your acute care, meaning something I'm going to heal up from. That's what Medicare pays for.
I have a cold. I need to go to the doctor.
Yeah. So I might be living in an assisted living facility in a long-term care situation, but I'm still going to be using my Medicare card, right? I get pneumonia or I fall and I break my hip or, you know, get an illness that I'm expected to heal up from. That's really what Medicare is there for. So it really goes hand in hand. But some of the older traditional policies, and like the policy that my mother has, inside that policy, there's language that says, yes, they will make up some of the difference that Medicare doesn't pay. So if Medicare says we'll pay the first $80 of the ambulance ride, mm-hmm. you can use your long-term care insurance to make up the difference. So if anything, it's going to just supplement what you already have with your Medicare coverage. But ideally, what the law just simply says is that you can't get paid for something that Medicare is supposed to pay for through your long-term care insurance. You can make up the difference.
Well, and this is another thing that long-term care insurance and the good companies who have like claims concierge services really do well is they will make sure that Medicare is paying what they're responsible for, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of, I mean, accounting that goes in when you get your bills from certain hospital stays and stuff. So they go through and make sure that they're having Medicare pay for what they're supposed to pay for, because that saves your monthly benefit for your long-term care services.
Yeah, without question. I mean, when my grandmother moved into the assisted living facility, and then she had several bouts. I mean, she had to have her intestines taken out, and that was like, you know, a week in the hospital, and then she fractured her hip, and then she had to have surgery. And so there are multiple things like that where Medicare was involved. But mm-hmm. just what you were saying, we would get these complicated bills, right, for her medical care, and then you're trying to get your supplemental insurance to pay or whatever you've got going on. Well, that's what a claim specialist is going to do there. What they're trying to do is preserve your long-term care benefit for you to pay for custodial care, the mm-hmm. care that you need in your home. But that being said, they can also pay for some medical equipment or something maybe Medicare isn't going to pay, or they can make up the difference on that. So, I mean, it's just a really great question, Jessica, but the bottom line is, if we have long-term care insurance, it's going to enhance your Medicare, but it doesn't distract. It doesn't take away.
It doesn't replace.
It doesn't replace. Yeah. That's right. You will actually always have your Medicare, and you'll always have access to that. So if you've got a question for us, you can just send one through our website, again, at 525longtermcare.com. It's just right underneath where you sign up for the classes. And again, I just really want to stress for the people, you know, we've had people come from all over, you know, mm-hmm. Bellingham, yep. Olympia, Port Angeles, come over to the classes. And I know that everybody can't do that. So again, that's the part one here, this show this week, is just talking to you about some of the stuff we go over in our class. Next week, stay tuned, because when we come back next week, we're going to talk about the different types of plans that are out there. And I think this is where people are still missing a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
We think of long-term care insurance is something I got to pay this monthly bill for that then I'm never going to use. It's not going to pay me back. And then I know somebody that paid for all these years. They never got anything out of it. Folks, those days have changed.
Yeah.
We've got the traditional plans still exist, and there is still a place for those. However, ideally, the new models out there, these hybrid, these asset-based plans, some of them have actually been around for 30 years. The problem is why they haven't been more popular is because of the tax consequences that came with the plans. Well, all of that changed in 2010. That's when the Pension Protection Act went into place and allowed us new ways to fund these plans. It gave us new tax advantages. And that's what we're going to spend some time next week talking about, because I think people are just shocked. Our average client, by far, the vast majority of our clients that put asset-based plans were probably thinking of self-insuring.
Yep.
They thought that was the best option. Their advisor probably backed them up and said, yes, you have enough assets, you have enough money. And we're going to show you that, you know, that doesn't make sense. You're going to be very disappointed if you get to a point in life where you find out that, hey, I could have got one of these asset-based plans that would have paid me back either way, because odds are you will use it for long-term care insurance, and you're going to get the leverage, you're going to get the tax savings, and you're going to protect your family. So we're going to spend some time next week, next Saturday morning, talking about the difference between a traditional, an asset-based, and a hybrid plan, and some of the different ways we can fund those. So in the meantime, sign up for one of our classes. Again, we've got two coming up here in May, and they fill up pretty quick.
Yeah, and they really are the best way to start, if you can make it to one. I mean, they're a really easy way to wrap your mind around long-term care planning. I mean, it's good to listen to the radio show and everything. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of information on here, but it's just, there's something about the visual aspect of being able to sit there and really look at the information.
Absolutely. So, and again, all this information you can get along with the podcast or the radio shows, jump on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. And again, mark your calendars next week. We'll be back with another show where we're going to talk about the different types of plans that are available out there to set up a plan. Thanks so much. We'll be back.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com.
Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.